السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, we were discussing the name of Allah, Al-Musawwir, the one who forms shapes. وَسَوَّرَكُمْ فَأَحْسَنَ سُوَرَكُمْ. Allah says, I shaped you and I shaped you in the best of forms. Every creation, every species has its unique shape, unique form, and within each species, there are no two that are identical. With regards to humans, Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُسَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Allah says, I created you how I wanted to in the womb of your mother. And then Allah created us in three veils of darkness. يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُتُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. There Allah decided who will be male, who will be female, who will be good looking, who won't be so good looking. Then if you look at the animal kingdom as well, the scholars write, the crow gives birth to a baby that's not good looking. But Allah puts love in the heart for the mother. The mother doesn't look at somebody else's child. If you look at, yesterday we mentioned, you look at the mountains, you look at the recesses, all the green trees look like a carpet, the snow on the top, you can see the artistry of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The leaves, the different color schemes. One fruit we mentioned yesterday, look at the peach and the blending of the different colors. A pigeon, if you look at the pigeon at a distance, it looks black. But when you come close, it gives off a turquoise radiance. And then I gave two examples yesterday, or three examples. I said, look at butterflies. Allah puts a chemical on their wing to protect it. The fleas in the water don't lose their color. The mosquito, I mean rather the elephant, even though it's so big in size, Allah has not given it eyes which are disproportionately big. That would make it look scary. And we concluded by talking about the giraffe. That you would think, how's the blood going to pump up so high? But Allah makes it possible. And when the giraffe bends its neck to drink water, you may think there's going to be a rush of blood to the brain. The animal will die. But the vessels restrict and constrict. And that doesn't happen. So, فَتَبَارَكَ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. You can take the richest man, the most powerful man. He can't fashion his own child. He may wish that I must have a handsome, fair in complexion, blue eyes, not too tall, not too short, son or daughter, but it's what Allah designs. It's what Allah decides. You can't decide for yourself. Till now, billions of people have been created. No two are the same. Allah says in Surah Ar-Rum, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. From amongst the signs of the greatness and the existence of Allah is that He created the heavens and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Allah says, look at the different languages I've created for you. The different dialects, the different skin complexions, different people from different parts of the world. All of these differences show the mastery of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the perfect creative ability of Allah. The scholars have written, Al-Musawwir is that being that shapes and creates with absolute perfection. And I'll give you a few examples as we conclude. Animals cannot clean their own ears, right? So Allah puts strands of hair in the passageway to protect the dust particles and insects from entering. Some animals, Allah has totally closed the ears to protect them, like the chickens and the ducks. Some animals, Allah places a liquid so that the insects do not enter. If you look at the human eye, Allah has protected it. It's deep in the socket. It's got the bones of the nose and the ridge. The eyelashes and the eyelid are so sensitive. Anything small, minuscule, it closes to protect the eye. We don't even realize that the eyelids are there, that the eyelashes are there. The nostrils, Allah has created it curved so that dust doesn't go in. Then there are hairs in the nostrils to filter the air. There's a liquid in the nostrils to ensure that no insect will crawl up. If you look at your throat, the way it has been designed, that food particles can enter and exit with simultaneously the air coming in and out. If you look at the way the stomach has been created, it's created curved so that the food does not emerge until it has been processed. So in short, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says, from the time Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam until the day of Qiyamah, every human, and this is one species we're looking at, right, from the millions of species, every human has two eyes, two eyebrows, a nose, a forehead, a mouth, two cheeks. But no two humans resemble each other exactly in the physical sense, and also in terms of temperament and in terms of habits and in terms of disposition or nature. Even if on the apparent they may look like, you know, you can't take a difference, what they call them, Siamese twins. But if you look very closely, you see the difference. Those who know them very intimately will tell you that there is a difference. So in all of this is a sign for us with regards to the greatness and the creative ability of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdi.